This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu together with Audrey Raj. It's Wednesday. Tomorrow's a holiday.
Yes, it is already. So, you know, we've been talking about this CMCO and MCO. But, you know, if this MCO has proven to be anything, it's been disruptive lah.
You think?
Right? So one of the interviews that we had pre-recorded just before the lockdown was announced was one with IGL Coatings. Now IGL has a super interesting story. They produce all kinds of innovative coatings for your car, cleaning, maintenance, even aviation and industrial coatings as well. All safe and sustainable thanks to their R&D program, which is a story to make Malaysia proud, honestly. And today they export their products to over 50 countries around the world and counting.
But now we understand IGL Coatings is having some pretty interesting problems under the MCO. So we thought we should just check up on Kyung and see what's going on, right? So Kyung, thanks for staying on the line. A little birdie told me it's been trying times at IGL Coatings from the time the MCO started. But that's the problems have been good problems. So tell us what's been happening at IGL.
The MCO has been a roller coaster of uncertainty. When the MCO was first announced on March 16, companies were given just one day to prepare the offices, staff, and production facilities for the immediate closure of businesses on March 18. Like most companies, we rushed departmental meetings, laying out outstanding works and projects, prioritized implementing work from home policies while reaching out to government agencies to find out more details on what constituted essential businesses. It wasn't easy to reach them at all because there were a few other thousands of companies that are also looking for the same clarifications. As we waited for the clarification, we closed our doors to our employees and customers. Sadly, our sales for our current line of product has a huge drop of 70 to 80%. But we are also very fortunate because our R&D started developing a plant-based surface sanitizer, EcoClean Pure, on February this year in an attempt to help cater to the demand in China. By mid-March, we got all our necessary sanitizing efficacy tests completed, and we launched our sanitizer EcoClean Pure on the two notable e-commerce platforms in Malaysia. And when the MCO was announced, our sales for that single product surprised all of us. In just a week alone, we sold over 10,000 bottles, an equivalent of 5,000 liters. And this is just in Malaysia alone. We were very concerned that we couldn't fulfill all these orders due to the MCO. But luckily for us, we got our approval from MITI and Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs on 22nd of March to operate. We only lost 3 days of work, so that's not too bad. So half of our team are operating on site, while the rest are non-essential employees who will work from home. For sure, the communication was very challenging between the team that was on site and those that was working from home. It was also a very stressful moment for my production, warehouse, and digital marketing team in coping with the order demand and also the customer service. But by the end of March, after stabilizing demand in Malaysia, we started fulfilling orders for our overseas customer. And we are lucky that we have managed to ship over 2 full container loads to the US and a couple of pallets each to several other countries.
Wow, okay. So Kyung, your new product, you said it's a surface sanitizer. You know, why not hand sanitizers? It's one of the most sought after goods at the moment.
Prior to launching EcoClean Pure, we wanted to target the hand sanitizing segment. But it is already very saturated with larger brands such as Dettol, Etherbags, and several other smaller brands in the market.
Right.
So we positioned EcoClean Pure as a surface sanitizer instead. There weren't many similar products in the market and it was less competitive. People who purchase hand sanitizers will not be able to use it to sanitize surfaces such as door handles, parcels, or grocery bags. So most of our customers love EcoClean Pure because of IGL Coatings' credibility and transparency in our formulation. We pride ourselves in using only the safest ingredient in complying with the World Health Organization advice. The price of isopropyl alcohol and ethanol is increasing every week. And this has caused the incident of unscrupulous sellers to mix in methanol, which is extremely toxic, but 10 times cheaper to increase their margin. This is very dangerous to the consumer as it can cause permanent blindness, poisoning to the central nervous system, coma, and possibly death to the consumer if inhaled. But sadly, this requires a lot of education, and most consumers will only focus on pricing when it comes to purchasing sanitizing products.
Yeah, we've heard of horror stories of bad quality products. Speaking of ingredients, how are you managing the raw material supply for your products? Countless SMEs have been having issues with your supply chain.
We are again very lucky because my purchasing team made a huge purchase of raw materials on December 2019. We had high expectation of 2020 and was preparing for the spring to arrive in our main markets, North America and Europe. So we don't have issues on the active ingredients. But our problem started appearing when the demand for EcoClean Pure skyrocketed and we ran out of raw materials faster than we expected. The biggest problem we faced was the shortage of bottles and labels. Because these companies are not essential services, majority of our suppliers was not able to operate. For those that can operate, they themselves were facing raw material supply issue.
Mm-hmm.
This became a chain effect. My co-founder started sourcing for home-based printers to solve our labels issues. And bottle-wise, we had to purchase from other companies which had spare, and we had to pay three times the usual price for the bottles.
Ouch. Okay. Kyung, you ship your products to over 50 countries. And how have you been managing the logistics for the high demand during this period?
Managing the logistics during the MCO is only difficult in terms of the manpower shortage on our end. We are a small outfit and we operate lean even before the MCO. Sadly, one of our logistic employees went back to his hometown after the announcement of the MCO and was not contactable again.
Oy.
Even if we manage to recruit another candidate, we are not able to allow him to work because he is not registered with MITI. Thankfully, the shipping companies are essential services, so they are able to support our demand. Other issues such as reduction in flights, which increases the shipping cost, or difficulty in getting approval to be loaded in vessels are external factors that really are not caused by the MCO, but it's a global issue.
You know, I know overseas business accounts for the largest share of your revenue, but has demand for your products picked up locally too?
Yes. During the first 2 weeks of the MCO, we are only fulfilling our EcoClean Pure sanitizer for the local market. At one point of time, IGL Coatings and automotive category product was ranked second in Lazada, right below Watson for beauty and personal care. And all this was driven by that one SKU, our EcoClean Pure. So we are very lucky to have this product as our cushion for our revenue drop in our core products. This single SKU, even though it is a lower margin product, is what allows us to ensure the livelihood of our employees and also our customers. We also noticed that there is a small pickup on our current existing detailing products during the MCO. I think that's most likely because that most of our people that are at home right now, they have nothing much to do, so they figure out that they are better off detailing their vehicles.
Okay, something like what my husband is doing. So far, Kyung, it looks like your problems have generally been like good problems, right? Mm-hmm. Are there any other challenges for you and IGL during this time?
The MCO has limited our R&D progress. 25% of our employees are in the research department. Due to the MCO, we can only allow 1% to come to a lab to work. Not only that, materials that we need are also difficult to acquire during the MCO. Due to this, new products development is extremely slow. My team are managing it by delegating theoretical work that can be done at home while the practical work is completed in the lab at a fixed time. We also have to innovate in fabricating some DIY equipment with whatever that we have in the lab or even the production to ensure that we are able to complete our experimentation.
Hmm. I understand you're also working with Alliance Bank on their hashtag support a local initiative.
The initiative Support Local by Alliance Bank is a great initiative. In a moment of crisis where majority of the local SMEs' revenue are badly affected, what Alliance Bank is doing is a huge help to SMEs to get more exposure, which in turn improves their revenue in this difficult time. With revenue, SMEs will be able to pay for their employee salaries, pay for the rental, and other operating costs. And this will make them be less reliant on government subsidy. It's a chain effect.
Kyung, just before we go, we've been asking many entrepreneurs this, and I'm going to ask you this as well. You know, has this crisis taught you anything about yourself as an entrepreneur or your customers? You know, do you have any business advice to impart to fellow business owners in Malaysia?
The crisis has definitely taught me many things. The most important lesson was reinforcement of my theory of keeping 12 months runway.
Mm.
I started expanding more aggressively on Q4 of 2019, and my runway was reduced to 6 months. If we are not allowed to operate, and if the crisis lasts for more than 6 months, we would have been in a very dangerous position. So luckily for us, we are able to sustain right now. My advice is the only person in your company who will be genuinely motivated to grow your company is actually you. Mm-hmm. Your team members are part of the company, and it is your responsibility to do your very best to ensure the livelihood of the team members.
That was Kyung, Kyung Chun Che, CEO of IGL Coatings. Such an interesting story, right? 12 months runway, but it cannot work if it's a business that's dependent on perishables.
Yeah.
Right? But then, you know, the intricacy is like, okay, I got the product, no label.
That's the other thing, right?
And it's just like, wow.
And you have to buy like excess from other businesses.
Pay three times more.
Exactly. And I know something like this would really be painful for Kyung because he's a figures man. You know, he's the kind that really looks at the numbers, and that's what I think helps him sleep at night.
You see, yeah. Okay, so I'm very intrigued. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. I love talking to businesses, but when I hear these stories, I don't know, you know, whether I have the, you know, when people say, when are you going to business? And have you heard the people? I'm so, they're the good ones. They're the good stories.
Yeah.
But then all the other things that, you know, do you have the stomach for it?
Yeah. So right? Here's the thing. When Kyung first started, he had issues trying to market his products right here in Malaysia.
Yeah.
He had to go and conquer the United States, conquer Europe before his products were taken seriously here. And now everybody thinks that his product is an imported product. Mm. They don't realize it's a made in Malaysia formula that has worked across the world. So you've got to stay tuned to BFM. We'll be featuring Kyung on Failing Forward right after the MCO. So stay tuned for that.
All right. We're going to check in with Kelvin Tan, the founder of Lip & Co, about how the cosmetic segment of the retail industry is doing the MCO. So stay tuned. Voice of SMEs will be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.